Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody?
Yo, what up, Red? What up, people? What's going on? Yo, real quick, I want to give a shout out to my brother Hex from Blacktivity for supplying our intro music. He does a lot of that.
All right.
Dude's been hot for years. Thank you very much, brother Hex. Blacktivity, it's a beautiful thing. What's going on, Red? What up, everybody? Another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's the deal? What's up, Lady T in the house?
Hey, good night.
Hi, Lady T.
Hey, Lady T. I got to do it as my father would say, good morning, good night.
Yeah, you crazy right now.
Yeah, only Caribbean people know what that means.
Oh my god.
Yo.
Good morning, good night.
What up? The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. We got Big Red, Lady T in the house, Brother Beast. Hope everyone is well. I guess before we get into this topic, I guess we got to address the elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. Former police officer Derek Chauvin being found guilty on all three counts for the murder of George Floyd. And I don't know if anyone, before I go in, I don't know if anyone has something they want to say.
May I just say something on that real quick? I'm going to make it as short and simple as possible. This feels like the laundromat that we're in. It's like you wash, you rinse, you repeat. I'm drained with it. Why we get excited when we hear guilty? I understand why we get excited, okay? But when you look at the counts and the lesser charges on some of them, I think one is second degree or third degree manslaughter. I'm not too sure. I don't have it in front of me. But listen, his sentence, he could get 10 years if they wanted to give it to him. He's not getting 25 to life. And that's justice if he got 25 to life to me. So let's wait till sentencing day. Let's stop being like prematurely celebrating. Great, it's guilty on these counts. But when you look at the counts, it's lesser counts in certain things. And it just doesn't sit well with me. I just see the same repeat cycle, like I said last night on our show, of a family member coming up and hugging again, this nonsense again, and then they get less charges. They only get like a 10-year sentence, which they can break down in the appeals court to maybe 5, come out COVID time right now, come out early. Let's stop the games. Talk to me when it's sentencing time. I'll celebrate at sentencing. That's what I have to say.
Absolutely.
God.
Absolutely. Rest. I say the same thing. Absolutely. Absolutely, because, guilty is fine, but how much time is he going to get when, sentencing time come? How much you going to get? And what I originally want to say is that, like I said, they had better have made that man guilty, because them jurors, they know that it was going to be hell to pay for them in that whole city and state, because they know if anything came out not guilty, it was going to be hell to pay. Because between death threats and everything else. And then, like I said, that city would have been on fire. So, it's fine, but, that might have been a thing like we don't want that smoke. Like, they didn't want that smoke. They definitely didn't want that smoke. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
they got to live there. They got to, you know, they didn't want that. So it better have came back that way. But just as Lady T said, now when sentencing time come, let's see what he's going to get. Now, he could get the, you know, maximum, but we don't know that. You know, understand what I'm saying? And I don't think he's gonna get that much less time because that defense lawyer was horrible. Like he was terrible. Okay, he was terrible. He really was. He was terrible. Like he just was trying. It's just like, bro, like stop it. He should kick his ass now. Cause it's like I got locked up. I should whip your ass now. You supposed to help me out, sir. Because his facial expression is like, I'm guilty? Oh, huh? This is not supposed to happen. Yeah. Well, you know, let's see what happens. But, you know, that's all I got to say about that.
All right. Well, real quick, you know, we need to stop. We as a people, as a melanated people, we need to stop looking for justice. Because there is no justice. Not in this country, never have been, never will be. You know, it's always going to be this thing, sadly, of black people are always the problem. And killing us is the solution, which you can't call, and then you want to call yourself Christians or whatever else you want to call yourself, religious, and God we trust and everything else, but yet, you're out there just killing people because of the color, or you're using excuses such as resistance. I could be wrong, but when I watched that video with how everything went down with the cops and George Floyd, I didn't see resistance compared to other videos that I'm sure we've all seen, you know, where someone was resisting. I didn't see resistance. I saw a scared man. I saw a scared human being that panicked because he knew deep down that this wasn't going to end well. Other people, in whatever righteous mind they want to think, well, he was hopped up on drugs. How do you know he was hopped up on drugs? Medicine could sit in your system for however long. Drugs can sit in your system for however long. Doesn't mean you took it that day. But people want to make excuses. People want to, you know, want to label him a druggie to kind of desensitize the fact that he's human. And he didn't deserve that. What I saw from Derek Chauvin with that knee on that neck, I saw hate. I saw anger. I saw in the eyes of that man, I don't give a fuck who's recording. I'm going to do what I want to do, how I want to do it. That's what I saw. Mm-hmm. And to anyone that saw anything less, maybe you need glasses. But we need to change the narrative and stop giving these savages with badges. I didn't say police. It's savages with badges. We need to stop giving them work. It's obvious that they have an agenda other than what the job entails. Too many people, higher-ups, look the other way. And then this happens.
Well, that's where the laws need to be changed. The laws need to definitely be changed with everything that you're saying there. They're not being held accountable whenever this happens, and the laws haven't changed. Those two things need to happen already. When is it going to happen, though?
Well, it's some of the laws are changing to a degree, but it's not enough. But, you know,
it ain't changing fast enough. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, internally, something else has to be done. Because, see, now, as they eliminate, you know, qualified immunity slowly, and I'm sure there'll be some loopholes in that, now the good cops are even bigger targets for just bullshit. The
right.
good cops that sat back and didn't say anything because they were afraid to speak up, because they were afraid to be labeled a rat, because they were afraid to be put out on the street and instead of sitting in a patrol car, because they were afraid, now the whole orchard is going to burn because of those bad apples. And the good apples, the ones that want to make a difference, are going to suffer. and the community and the people in the street are going to suffer because we're not going to have that good policing anymore. Because the good cops are going to be too afraid to do stuff. See, the bad cops are always going to go out there and do what they want to do because it's that cowboy John Wayne bullshit mentality of these are my streets. Well, if they were your streets, then you would live on them. But what you do is you come from your nice suburban home or wherever you come from, you put on a uniform, and you take out your aggressions or whatever attitudes you have on the people that live in these communities or these areas. Listen, somebody once told me, once a cop, twice a civilian. It's a fucking job. So that whole family, blue family or whatever, you're no fucking family. Because if you were, then why are there four other officers that are going to be put on trial that wanted to be separate from Derek Chauvin?
Mm-hmm.
See, you only a family. It's only a family when it's good. It's only a family when you're probably whipping somebody's ass or somebody's gaining something from it. But it's not a family anymore when somebody does something stupid and people want to separate. Listen, cut the shit, man. Once again, black people, we're not your problem. Black people are not your problem. But black people, sometimes we can be our own problem. We need to change the narrative within ourselves. Yeah, we can comply and still die. But sometimes we cannot continue to put ourselves in situations around these people, around these type of people who mean us no good. Stay away from them. Stay away. On that note, once again, what's up? Another episode of Menu and Blog Talk Radio. Big Red, Lady T in the house, Brother B. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. Catch us on Facebook, The Menu. Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL. Same on Instagram. The Menu,
yes.
MindURMENTAL. So let's throw out our first, at this topic. Transgenders in sports. Oh, let's shake the tree on that one.
Oh, boy.
Red, do you have anything to say? Yeah, you got anything to say?
Well, I'll say this about transgenders in sports. Now, okay.
Wait a minute. Should I be more specific?
Well, you can elaborate
transgender
a little bit.
Transgender, like, male, transgender, the female. And they want to play in women's sports.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll say this. That's kind of, they should be allowed to, playing in a sport. They should be allowed to play sports. Okay, you want to play a women's sport. Now, what do they consider? Now, what would they be considering like a women's sport? Is that
you got basketball, you got women basketball, you got women volleyball. Basically, you even got women's football. There aren't many sports that, women are not, doing, at this time.
Right.
So, you can, it's whatever.
All right. So, if they want to compete in it, you would say that, if they can do it, they can do it. I don't really see the problem with that. But, I guess those, in terms of, the other people would, the other people would have an issue with that. I guess the ones that are actually promoting that sport or whatever, they would have a issue with that. Like you said, if it's, they have women's basketball, right? So now, if this is a female that used to be male, I don't really see the difference because it's just you're playing basketball. Are they talking about in terms of them they have to change in the locker room? Okay, if they had the operation and everything, I don't see the difference. Now the thing is, is this pre-op or afterwards? Maybe that's the issue.
Lady T.
I just listened to Red Point, and one thing that stuck out to me, we talk about the change physically, but their mental hasn't changed. I'm sure they're still the same person that they was as a guy that they are now as a female. You get my point? I'm talking about mentally and personality-wise. It's just a sex change. So when you say that it should be like a transgender playing in the NBA, that's what they're trying to do now? That's what you said, Brother B, or just sports in general?
No, I mean,
about?
You know what? We've seen these articles before where you have men who changed over to women, and they're playing in women's sports. And okay. Whether wrestling or, you know, there's an unfair advantage because you can change the look, but you're still a man.
Okay.
You still have the strength of a man. You know what I'm saying? And that's an unfair advantage that you would have. Like, listen, I'm not I'm anti-bullshit. But, you know, people are going to say whatever they want to say. My thing is this.
Oh, I just wanted to finish the point real quick, Brother B.
But go ahead.
You know how you have females that do, like, weight training, professional weight training, their body changes totally. Bodybuilding, I meant to say, professional bodybuilding.
Yeah, right.
We're talking about, if we're talking about the physical sex change, the whole thing that you get done, some transgenders don't fully get it done, but they still want to be called transgenders. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's my point. Is it the full sex change and now you are a man? Because mentally, if I was to change myself and I wanted to be a man and get the entire sex change, maybe down to the voice, let's say, that what does that mean? I'm still going to be me on the inside. I'm still me despite the change. I'm still me mentally in my same thought process as I was a female. And that's the part that I don't get. Sure, you're changing the look of everything, but the inside and the mental is still the same. So it will be up to, let's say, if they were, that's what I'm saying, are they just playing this for sports or are they just trying to fit in right now? And nothing to the LGBT community, because you guys have your own issues within your community. I know people within that community that even says things like they don't want to be called he, him, she, her, and have all these extra pronouns to their identity. They know who they are. There's some people that are not as flamboyant and they're comfortable in their skin. They don't care about all of that. What they do behind closed doors is none of anyone's business.
Exactly.
But when you want to come out and say I'm now a male, but I didn't get down there changed, then you're not a male yet. You was never a male. That's my point. The mental and the personality is still the same. So how can you say you would like to go into a woman's locker room and you are a man? Real women will be a little bit uncomfortable with that idea. Same thing, vice versa. Real men would be a little bit uncomfortable with that.
Uncomfortable, right.
So
then
you
have
to
also
accept that side of it. And back to the bodybuilding, I know female bodybuilders that do that professionally, and I mean their whole entire body changes totally to the point where they look like men.
Yeah, but then they're still women, though. They still are.
That's my point.
They still know that
they're women. I've seen some slim back down, and then you're like, oh, wow, you used to look like that. I didn't know you did bodybuilding. Like, it's very confusing.
Well, you know, the thing is this. If you're a transgender male, you know, into female, and once again, you're going into a woman's sport, technically, you're not a woman. Like, DNA-wise, you're not a woman. Once again, you still have that strength of a man. All you did was just change your outside. It's like kind of like changing your clothes. All you did was change the outside. So there's an unfair advantage that this transgender would have if he was wrestling a woman in women's wrestling, or if he was playing basketball, you know, with, you know, in WNBA. There's an unfair advantage. And the thing is, should that be allowed? Because is that really fair to the women? Females who were born with, they were born women. Is that fair to them? If they turn around and get their ass handed to them by someone who says they're a woman just because they got a sex change, but they have the strength of a man?
Of a man, right.
And see, that's the point. I remember there was an issue, I think, sometime the year before, or where it was about a wrestling match, and it was a transgender individual, and you know, basically, you know, they were just winning, they were kicking ass, but it's a man, and the women felt like, yo, it's not right because that's not a woman. Genuinely, it's not a woman. Listen. People can be in their feelings all they want to. If you want to be a woman, you know, you do whatever you want to look like a woman. See, that's the thing. You can look like whoever you want to look like. You can turn around and look like a cat if you want to do that. But when it boils down to it, like Zaichi said, mentally, you know, spiritually, like internally, you're not a woman. If you don't, I mean, I'm sorry to be vulgar about it, but listen, if you don't bleed seven days out of the week, listen, if you don't go through hormonal changes and stuff like that, you're not a woman. You want to look like one, you want to conduct yourself like one, it's fine. That's, you know what I'm saying? No one is against you on that. But the thing is this, when it comes down to competitive sports, I just find that there's an issue because it's unfair to women who were born women when they're going against a transgender male who can overpower them. It's not.
The other way around, though? What about the female that turns herself into a male and she's in a sport that's more male oriented? Like boxing or something like that, but you have women that play that sport of boxing as well. But what about if it's that's kind of a way now? If you think about it in that way, guess what? Like you said, yeah, you were a woman. Now you're a man, but you still have that mentality of a woman. You're not going to have that strength of a man, especially if you're going against another man.
Exactly. It's once again, it's an unfair advantage. I could be wrong.
It's also the unfair advantage, Brother B, and the need to fit in. I'm a little drained with the need to fit in right now.
Copy.
I'll touch on that after.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I real quick, to think my issue on that is I've never really heard of too many, you know, women who, you know, changed over to men, and they're in, like, men's sports. Like, I haven't heard of any transgender, you know, women playing in the NBA or, you know, boxing another man or wrestling, you know.
Right.
It's probably
the commissioner hasn't decided on that yet.
Exactly.
He hasn't decided on that yet. They own that. They can run it how they want to run it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So why is it fair for a man to go into a woman's sport? Just because, you know, and like I said, I'm not knocking anyone's hustle, but just because you look like a woman, really do not, for no uncertain reason, seem to think that you will ever go through the plight of a woman. And that's one thing right there.
And that's how
they, you know, women,
well, that's
women,
how they
women
feel.
Women go through their share of shit. A lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? And the whole thing is you'll never know that. Whether it's childbirth, whether it's just emotions in general, like other issues, you'll never go through that. As a male, we'll never know. So the whole thing is, I understand you want to play the role, but you can only play it to a degree. Now, like I said, allowing them in sports, once again, it's a disadvantage, you know, to the real woman. It's not fair. It's not fair at all, and I don't even know why it's really allowed. You know, say what you want. Really don't care. I'm not bashing. I'm not hating. But if you really think about it, bare bones, if you're really trying to tell me that it's okay for women wrestling or women basketball or women volleyball, and there's a man who changed over into a woman, and he's over there just pushing women over and wrestling them and throwing them on the floor, you really trying to tell me that's fair? Because in all reality, if he wasn't a transgender, certain things like that would be called abuse. You'd be looking at the guy a different way. So just because he goes to get a sex change or something like that, it's okay you know, like you automatically accepted your woman. Like I don't know, man. I have conflict with that.
So I just see it with what I was saying. You know, it's the need to fit in. I feel like even with schools, certain schools in certain states already have transgenders coming to them to talk to young kids who don't even understand the whole concept of sex change. They're coming to them to talk about that. I seen a video a while back about that. And, you know, one of the kids was like, well, why do you want to be a woman so bad? You were born a man and blah, blah, blah. And the kid is still not understanding, you know, the whole concept. The agenda is being too pushed too young. If that's the case, I think they need to just start their own sports and have transgender sports if it's so important. Because what bothers me is the fact that a person isn't so comfortable in their skin of who they are. They still go get a sex change, and they still are not comfortable in their skin as far as who they are, that they have this demand to be accepted, like, accept me, accept me, accept me, accept me, even when I do the change. And I don't like that. You should be confident even when you get the sex change of who you are. You shouldn't care if you need to sit in or not sit in with this sport, and I need to be a part of this, and I need to be a part of that. No, start your own stuff then if you feel like that. The need for being accepted, it's like, yeah, it's a certain sense of society that does that. It's the need to be accepted is way too high. We had peer pressure and stuff when we were growing up and stuff like that. I never cared what anybody thought about me when I was younger. You didn't like me? You didn't like me. I didn't care. I didn't feel the need to be accepted. People just gravitated to me. I didn't need to say, hey, I need to be accepted. I'm a loner. Come on, man. It's so corny. That's why I said the mental state, you could get all the sex change you want and you're still not happy up top and with who you are. So it's a disconnect.
Some of them don't even talk. One thing that's interesting, you know, they don't really put out there, because I was reading a story some years ago where there are some who make that change and they turn around and regret it. And they want to change back.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't. And see, but what's crazy to me is how they do not put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
They only make it seem like society and sadly with the media, they only go with what they choose to push or what they want heard. And they want to keep it, oh, yeah, get the change, you know, do this, do that. But then they don't highlight or they don't talk to the people who say, I regretted it. Like those are like the unspoken, the ones that have no one in their corner, because you'll have others saying like, oh, well, shut up. If you feel you made a mistake, that's your problem. You keep it to yourself. And I don't think that's fair either, because I'm sure there's a lot of them out there that made that change and they regretted it and they changed back. But no one really wants to hear their story. Why? Because it doesn't go with the narrative. It doesn't jive. It doesn't support, you know, what they're doing right now and trying to push the agenda. I mean, listen, as you said, Lady T, and I totally agree, I know people that live, you know, the different lifestyle. And the whole thing is some of them have that attitude of like, listen, what I do is what I do. It's none of anyone's business. My sexuality should not have anything to do with the fact that me getting a job or, you know, if we can have a beer together or whatever. It shouldn't have anything to do with it. But we live in a society where they focus so much on it to the point where it's like you said, it is draining, very much so. And to push it to the youth, like, what did I see a book? My Gay BC. It was some book where there was it was a book basically teaching, you know, a child the ABCs, but in a, you know, a homosexual way. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
Well, the ABCs are the ABCs.
Yeah, it's too much too soon for kids that don't even understand the ABCs. It's like, I don't know who's dictating this, and parents need to be like, a little bit more aware of things. That's the part that bothers me. Why are you not coming up when they have PTA meetings to these schools that already accepted this kind of teaching in it? Why you guys are not protesting against that? These are things that should be spoken in the home at that age. Kids that are in elementary school knows nothing about this stuff. That's the thing that bothers me so much with it. it's too much being exposed too soon. They're not even thinking about these things. And when you bring it up, it raises more questions that you can't even answer. Now they want to do the birth certificates, boy, girl, or I don't know if it's called other or whatever crap they're going to put on that. Are we serious? I don't like these things. It's too much nonsense. What you want to do with yourself is what you would like to do with yourself. Be comfortable in your skin when you do it. You have some people that don't even do the full sex change. They don't change down there. They might change everything else, get butt injections and things like that, but they're not ready to change down there. That sounds like a person that's very undecided in which way they want to go, but I'm not in their mind to know.
Well, I got a question. So wait a minute. So if someone is homosexual, that means they're attracted to, you know, the same sex, right?
To the same sex, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So with that being said, why do people change themselves to look like the opposite sex to attract the sex that they like?
I don't understand that either.
I knew we was doing this topic. I would have had a few of my LGBTQ friends actually explain that. But, yeah, Brother B, you're absolutely right. Another thing I just want to say real quick with what you just said, there's a guy that told me a story that, you know, when he was playing football, one of the guys on the team for Halloween would always want to dress up as a woman just to get reactions from men, to see what men would do. I don't know what he was trying to do. You were a big football player, but you're doing these funny stuff. You understand what I'm saying? You look like you have a little sweetness going on, that you want to see how cute you are. So that's something extra. And he even said the same thing. He just asked him, like, why are you doing that? He said, oh, I just want to see what male reactions would be. And males would really come up to him and think he was a female until they seen, like, the mannerism and stuff. Hold up, like, this is a guy playing drag. You understand what I'm saying? So certain things are not to be played with. Like, it's not funny, you know?
No, it's not.
Well, I'll say, well, if you did, well, I kind of understand it, but I don't. But, you know, as you said, Brother B, it's just like you said, that's just like a woman that is, and that's the thing, they have categories to that shit as well, because it's just like femme and something femme or whatever. But it's like, just like
they
you said,
they have categories
women,
that not even people in that community even like the categories. They don't even like being called those categories. They call them studs. The ones you're talking about right now are studs.
And aggressive femme and all that. Like, it's like aggressive femme and all that other stuff. So my thing is, just like you said, now if you're a woman and you're dating another woman, but you want the woman to look like a male, then you might as well just get a male. Like, why? I don't understand. You want her to look like a male. Like, I see it all on Instagram and Facebook with these young, and it's, you know, it's anybody, but it's like I see a lot of people like a lot, especially the young ladies, they want to get these, you know, the females, but the females are looking like the dudes. Okay, so why you just going to deal with God? Because at the end of the day, when y'all getting ready to do what y'all have to do, she ain't pulling out no, you know, nothing off her body. She either got to get something to you know, penetrate you or whatever. Because at the end of the day,
Cucumber.
Well, so is it really the turn on by the opposite sex that we're talking about? I'm turned on by the opposite sex. And you have some guys that will say, sorry to get raw right now, but might as well. That, let's say if a guy gives him head, that is not gay because he didn't give the guy a head. No, you are gay. But they will deny that. I am not bisexual. I am not gay. Okay. But something's going on there that you want.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Like, are you kidding? If you have intimacy with your same sex, from my understanding, if you have some type of some intimate act, you know, or you're fond of the same sex, then that means that you're gay. And I mean, if that's what you do, that's what you do. I mean, shit. Some people like silk milk. Some people like oat milk. Like, it is what it is.
But see, my thing is now with transgender now, let's think about it. And we could go a little bit back into them being into the sports. Now, once again, now if it's, like you said, a male that changes himself to a female and then he has be among other females. Now, just like you said, your mind is still going to be on, I guess, male. Now, what if you think one of the females is attractive and she may not necessarily go in that direction just because she's playing basketball or whatever. Maybe she may not really necessarily go in that direction. So that could create a conflict on the teams or what or the team that the person is on. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't get it, but, you know,
Mika.
I don't know. Mika.
Wow.
Listen. Yo, remember.
Okay,
wait.
No. Stop.
No.
Wait. Today,
what?
Wait. Hold up. Wait.
What?
I'm
what?
Scared. Today is 4:20.
What?
I'm watching the verses with my ex-baby daddy, my other ex-baby daddy, and
oh,
I want.
Oh, Red
Man.
She's
talking about Red Man and Method Man.
Yeah, I got you. I just caught that.
Yeah, that's my voice. I'm watching it, too. I'm watching right now.
And all I hear is trans testicles and lesbianism.
Trans testicles.
You know
okay,
what?
So
wait, hold on. I got to ask you a question, Mika. Remember that show back in the days with Tom Hanks and the other dudes?
Bosom Buddies.
That.
Yeah,
okay.
I love that, though.
How offensive would that show be today?
Oh, my God, please. The millennials would be having a freaking heart attack. The millennials, listen, you know what? This is how bad this generation is. It's so bad that Mel Brooks refuses to do another screenplay because he has said time and time again, the way the world is now, it's way too sensitive, and any material he writes would be automatically boycotted, banned, and probably he'd be burned at the stake. And I've got to agree with him. I mean, listen, I get it. You know, there's just things that are wrong, and there are things that, you know, are wrong. But on the flip side, you know, you might want to button up your pinoche and suck it up. Let your balls hang. I'm just saying it's not that serious. What the hell? What the hell is pinoche? Did I miss something?
Yeah. I thought isn't that like something stuffed with potato?
Pinoche. The cooch.
Oh, right.
I thought you said.
Oh,
okay,
oh,
never
oh.
mind.
Oh.
Okay, we get it now.
Shut up.
It's not Jersey. This is what happens when you watch one too many. Okay, pause for the chorus. I watch a lot of stoner flicks. Okay, thank you.
So,
I'm glad I wasn't the only one that didn't get that part. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Listen, my point is this. Not for nothing, if you're gay, you're gay. If you're straight, you're straight. If you're bisexual, you're bisexual. If you're trans testicle, you're trans testicle. That's all well and fine. But don't push it off on nobody because, honestly, don't nobody care, I got to tell you.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
B, stop being so damn sensitive. 90% of the crap that they're overly sensitive about isn't that serious. I've seen memes on Facebook where I have gay friends that are like, yo, that's kind of funny. Like, come on. And they're gay.
But it's society that makes it like that you have, like,
no, it's these millennials.
It's society
they've got to freaking.
It could be that too. I mean, it is that because they're making it like we have to be seen, we have to be heard, or we have rights, we have this. Okay, but everybody has some type of right, no matter what it is. And once again,
and if we go on,
you know, act like they want it to be the end all, the be all, with this, like, oh, we the only one that's supposed to have these rights. No.
Well, Big Red, if we're gonna be technical about it, they got more rights than black folks. Okay, moving on.
Absolutely, I was about to say that. That's a sad thing about it.
But hold on, we got another topic that we're about to jump to. But before we go into that topic, I will say this.
Red Man? Oh, sorry.
No, not now. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You
pulled out the sexy voice on that.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah,
sorry,
did, right?
I will not watch verses as I am on with you guys.
Nah. You got to support the brothers, man. Red and Beth. Nah. I remember that classic album, that Def Jam promotion, Month of Man. And it was, like, hot in the streets with them, too. But
okay.
Real quick, listen, everything that was said, we have nothing against the community. I don't want to keep saying the letters because I mess it up. But, you know, the whole thing is, like I said, I really don't think that it's fair for men, you know, men who now conduct themselves as women to compete in women's sports and, like, beat them.
Don't know,
like,
because you're still
genetic. There's
your
strength.
You're still genetically enhanced.
Exactly. The genetics, thank you, Mika. The genetics are not the same.
You're still genetically enhanced.
exactly. So I don't know why that's allowed, it's not fair to the women.
Well, then, see, now here's where the flip of the coin comes. Poof, flip of the coin. Okay. Because there are women that play full contact football on guys' teams. It's not very popular, but there are a couple of colleges that have allowed this.
Right.
And these boards, they're not Lawrence Taylor size. You know?
But you know there are dudes, dudes out there that know this, and they're not going to tackle or slam or they're not going to do. In some cases, there's some dudes that are not. Like me, I wouldn't do it. Like if we're on the field and I know I'm not doing that. I'm not coming at
you. Okay. Let's notice.
Win, but some competitive guys will just to say get off my team.
Exactly.
They would slam them.
Exactly.
I had that happen
and
when I was playing basketball with boys. Like,
so they're taking
still,
that chance going out there, but they're
but
doing
it.
Listen. Number one, listen. I play football with the fellas. Y'all do not hit late at all. Granted, in their defense, I was a tomboy. Still kind of am. I took the hits. And I also hit a couple of guys that weren't expecting it, but that's not the point. The point
is
as a female, I was wilding, throwing elbows.
I'm sure.
Come on. Now, listen, I'm like 4 foot nothing with rocks and stilts. Come on. But my point is this. I went out there knowing what I was getting into. So if we playing ball, you know how it is when you playing ball on concrete, too. If I accidentally take an elbow to the eye, that's on me. I shouldn't be there. You know what I'm saying? Unless I'm willing to take that hit.
You shouldn't be there. True. All right, on to the next topic.
I'm honest about it. Come on. You know, listen,
yeah,
what took me out the game was I got crushed between a 200-plus-pound Irish guy and a brick wall. That's what took me out of freaking playing football. Because my back has been screwed up ever since then, and that was like decades ago. But I knew the risk going in. You know? But on the flip side of that, these are my boys. I'm still cool with them to this day. I'm not mad at that. Listen, it was all well and fun. But on the flip side of that, when dudes are playing female sports, after they've even had the trans testicle change, you know, yeah, I'm going to keep saying trans testicle. Shut up. After they've had this change, I mean, not for nothing. If that's the case, you want to act like a female, you want to be on a female team, get ready to endure all the crap that women go through. That's my thing. Be ready. Because you might be athletic on the field, but once that's all over and you walking out there trying to look cute, get ready to deal with the real shit. Because believe me when I tell you, these dudes out here that aren't fond of that, that are not accepting of that, and there are women too that aren't accepting of that, which I find perfectly retarded because, seriously, I don't care what you do. Just don't force it on me. But they will harass you. They will come at you. They will treat you like shit. The same thing that women who are actually born women have to deal with. So,
true.
Good luck with that. However, don't let me catch you in the bathroom.
Well, that's another topic.
That's another topic for another day. But
yeah,
don't let me catch you in the bathroom. Because for real, I'm still a hood rat. And I'll have no problem with spitting a razor out my mouth. Play if you want.
Oh, gosh. Next topic. Next topic.
I'm just saying.
Next topic.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll? Oh, sorry. That's my topic every
day. Yeah, it's you know, black people and white media.
The usual bashing.
I mean, no, I'm just saying you see how the media portrayal, the double standard in media.
You're talking about you're talking about the Crypt Keeper and DMX?
Nah, I mean,
that's a prime example.
I mean, who is the Crypt Keeper?
True.
Phillip.
Prince Phillip.
I don't know who that is.
The queen's dead husband. Well,
right,
the whole thing is this.
Whatever, but
he died the same day DMX passed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the headline on the Post is the headline was really screwed up. It was like, oh, Prince Philip, the most loved person, DMX, brilliant but troubled rapper. Okay, let me explain something to you really fast. Prince Philip William, whatever the hell his freaking crip your ass name is, he had shit with him. And they want to portray like he was old soul love, this, that, and the third. Do you know how many, listen, he was a dog. And he was abusive, and there was a whole lot of things with him. DMX was trouble, but you know what? For all of the troubles that DMX was, what he was a caring, generous, and honest person. He never lied about it. He spoke the truth. This is the only rapper I know that ever prayed over his entire audience. Like, I've never seen another rapper do that. So how trouble was he really? Yeah, he had his demons, but at the end of the day, he wasn't as bad as they make him out to be.
But it's not the narrative.
But, of course, you know, that has to do with
demons. A lot of people are going to die with demons, too, so.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't support the narrative that the media wants to push. And there are a lot of people out there that are non-black that don't want to see black people in any other light but them being crooks, pimps, hoes, dogs, druggies, and things of that nature. Like, they don't want to see, they don't want to hear about them praying unless, like, you're a pastor in a church. They don't want to hear about a rapper doing that or you know, they just want to go with what's safe, and what's safe for them is demonizing black people.
Yeah, and you know what? It's backfired. It continues to backfire because the mayor of fucking Yonkers turned around and said, well, guess what? We're giving DMX his own block. It's like, what? They want to give the family access to the racetrack? Like, come on. He couldn't have been that troubled if the mayor of the town that he grew up in is willing to do
it. It was, you know what the thing was? It was the pressure, I believe, because they're going to do something for DMX in Brooklyn at the Barclays. Because from my understanding, when they first wanted to do it in Yonkers, the mayor said no. Brooklyn and the Barclays was like, sure, let's have it. And now all of a sudden, I guess this is the first time I'm hearing, I guess he's changed his tune because, I mean, Yonkers is his hometown.
Yeah.
And
right,
yes,
and
Brooklyn
they
should have, like, hey,
that should have been a no-brainer, like,
It's funny too because he's not the only one from Yonkers. Ella Fitzgerald is from Yonkers.
Yeah, Mary
and he Blige,
you know, the locks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but you know, my thing is, you know, too many times, it's way too many times, man. You know, you open up a newspaper. Listen, we always get the bad end of the stick. Minorities always get the bad end of the stick when it comes to media because that same white person that'll shoot up a supermarket, oh, he was troubled.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he had issues. But when it comes down to a black person, and recently, there was a black person that actually, you know, shot a couple of people in a...
He finally snapped.
Mm-hmm. And they don't
they
look at
it the
same
people,
way.
Though. No, he was an ex-sheriff. They weren't random, and they knew him. Well, he knew the victims, I should say. But then the flip side of that is the freaking 19-year-old douchebag that shot up the FedEx. Oh,
right,
you're
absolutely
right. Because the narrative was, oh, he was troubled. Oh, he had mental issues. Give me a freaking break. Boy, it was the damn devil.
But the thing is,
it's
this,
always
this,
like
this
that.
Is, and this is what it, the media goes with.
Puts
because,
out there.
Is because it supports the narrative. It makes everybody in fear of anyone or anything black. I mean, listen, the 13-year-old Spanish boy who was just killed.
That was the word.
Name,
oh, God.
Last name Toledo. Lady T, are you familiar with that story?
The little boy in Chicago.
I forgot his name because it's beyond heartbreaking. The one with the taser situation where she said she thought it was her taser she pulled out and it was a gun.
Adam Toledo, the 13-year-old, was killed. I mean, there was conflicting reports. They say he had a gun. Then they say that no gun was found on the scene. I didn't watch the video
I've
yet.
I've seen
like,
the video.
I stopped watching
the police cam, and the boy had his hands up. He had nothing in his hands. He had his hands up, and nothing was in his hands.
So this is not the taser case that y'all talking about.
No. But
this is the 13-year-old before the taser case.
After that.
Yeah.
Oh, before
the
taser case. Okay.
Yeah.
This is interesting. It's too much.
And see, that's the thing, Lady D. Yes, it is too much, because it's like, even with the George Floyd verdict, like, no matter what happens, it's still happening. Like, nothing is changing.
Yeah.
And it's not like you have some media outlets that do their little piece, but at the same time, no one really cares, because once again, the narrative is always minorities or black people are always going to be bad, and they deserve to get what they get because they resist, they smoke drugs, and they fight, and they shoot, and we have to protect ourselves against them, and someone has to protect us against them, and it is what it is. Because the first thing you always hear is stop resisting. Stop resisting.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't resist, if you complied, but how many times have we seen, just like Adam Toledo, he had his hands up in the air. Why is he dead?
Meanwhile, they can take a mass shooter without any incident. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
A white mass shooter.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
And I don't get that.
Now, the story that you're talking
about,
Lady P.
All you need to say
is,
he was suicidal. He was this. He had mental disorders, blah, blah, blah. That's the same narrative, especially with the suicidal stuff.
Yeah, now, you're talking about Dante Wright, Lady T. The female cop who mistakenly grabbed her gun instead of the taser. Yeah.
Which is two different weights we're talking about, right?
And
that's
for
like
the record,
picking up
right.
a 2 pound weight
not only
and then
two
a 5
different
pound
weights,
weight, right?
But not only two different weights, they're supposedly trained to have that on their less dominant side and their gun
that's
on their dominant side.
And see, that's what I was about to go into from a
person
who wears...
Yeah, go into that, because that is absolutely correct.
From a person who wears a duty belt, you're supposed to set up your duty belt a certain way. If you have OC spray, you set it up as to where you can access that, you know, make sure it's not near your firearm, so that way you don't make these so-called mistakes. Now, your taser, of course, should be on your non-lethal side, you know, which is your gun hand. If your gun hand is your left side, then your taser should be on your right side, and vice versa. I don't know what mistake was really made from what she claims. I mean, there are people that will try to justify it, but to me there is no justification in it. Whether you want to talk about the weight of it or whatever, it doesn't matter.
Especially because, in fact, the tasers are yellow.
But
I'm sorry.
There was no accident in that. And for the media to actually just put that out there and be like, oh, it was an accident. No, it wasn't an accident. So stop it.
It's funny you say that, too, because I just remembered a story that was probably about a week ago. Some 60-something-year-old white dude was surrounded by cops, ran cops over, and they still took him alive. And mind you, he was shooting at the cops, too.
You remember that
one?
I think I heard about that.
That was about a week ago.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear how that was an accident. Because if you can take him alive, there is no excuse, no rhyme, no reason why you couldn't have taken these people alive. There just isn't. They have a fear of nothing that doesn't. They have a fear of something that doesn't exist. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, it exists in their mind. It exists. It exists in their damn mentally ill minds. That's where it exists at.
Well, that's a problem, because not for nothing, there are a lot of innocent people that are, even if the person, now this is my thing, because I live in one of these towns where they try to keep it on the low. You can't keep it on the low, because I'll find out. You got meth heads out in this town that be wilding with the cops. Get away, no problem. You know, they just get taken in. You get the brothers that are just standing on the corner that are getting beaten and harassed for no reason. You understand what I'm saying? They're not even doing anything. They're not high. They're not stealing. They're not robbing. You beat the crap out of them. You take them to lockup. But the meth head who got caught red-handed, you take them in, you talk to them, and you let them go. Are you serious right now?
Well, yeah, but that doesn't make for good news. Like, arresting a white meth head means nothing. You know, it's not sensational news. I mean, sensational news is a white cop and a black, you know, perp
you know, going at it, or a black person, you know, with a knife, who may be mentally ill. Who, I mean, what was, I don't remember that case where it was, I think it was upstate New York, where it was the five cops and the dude was mentally ill. They knew he was mentally ill. It's not the first time they had went to his home, and they tased him. They, I think they put the plastic bag over his head because, you know, he was spitting. And he died. There was another but once again, the media wants to spin, you know, well, you know, we got to spin it in favor of the law enforcement, but at the same time, we got to lean into the, you know, oh, you know, this white cop versus black people thing, you know, so we can sell the papers. And the thing is, we as a people, we really need to do something about that. We really need to say something about that, even more so on the lines of when it comes down to the police. Because, you know, some of these cops are out there shooting everybody, but the media always gravitates toward what sells. And it's always the white versus black narrative that sells. And we don't go after them for that. We'll go after, you know, police when they do something wrong. We'll try to go after their unions. We want the president to say something. We want everything else. But we do not hold the media accountable for their actions. And this, they're throwing a fuel on the fire. They're fanning the flames.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, it reminds me of that little 9-year-old girl a couple of months back. Remember that one? She had an episode, and she walked out the house, and the cops ended up freaking putting her in handcuffs and all types of foolishness. Threw this little girl in the back of a squad car. If you don't remember that one, look it up.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
I mean, come on. But meanwhile,
do you think
white kids have their moments, and the cops will, if the cops are called, they'll show up, and they'll be like, oh, little Timmy, tell me what's wrong. Really? But Lakeisha can't get the same treatment? Are you serious right now?
Right.
Come on. That just freaking drives me crazy. And I literally made Donovan leave his freaking internship early because I heard the verdict was coming out. I was like, go home.
Yeah.
Go home.
Oh, definitely.
You never know.
Because whichever way the verdict went, I didn't want my son getting caught up in none of it.
Absolutely. Mm-mm. Absolutely.
You're going to have
the
people
called on him for going into a car legally with the damn car key. We don't need no more issues. Three cars to six cops for my son.
Oh, we're going to talk about that later. I didn't know about that. We'll talk about that later.
This happened 2 weeks after Floyd died.
It's crazy. But I think, as Brother B said, they put that out there to I guess it doesn't sell if something goes, you know, they once again you put it out there for everybody to see something negative, and even with this trial, that's why, as I was watching, even with the actual closing argument, it's like, I'm glad that they put it out there. They said his name. They tell people, I think it was yesterday, and they was telling, you know, like the jury, who he was as a person, because it's just like, that's the problem. And it made it like he was on trial, like George Floyd was on trial. He's not on trial.
And they when it's a black man that gets killed.
Right.
They did that with Sandra Bullock when she died in that fucking jail. They tried to make it seem like it was her fault. Are you kidding me right now? Come on now.
They want to bring up all this negative stuff, oh, the person's this and person that. But they're not the ones the person is dead. They're not on trial. Let's talk about what type of person he was, the person that actually did this to him. Why y'all not talking about what that person did or what kind of person they are? They want to trade, just like the one that killed, with the taser and the gun thing. Mm-hmm. My thing is they're protecting her. Dante, right. Y'all are protecting this lady.
Oh, please, as soon as it happened, the cops in her town put up barriers and all types of stuff around her house.
They're protecting her.
But what's crazy
is how you protecting somebody that killed somebody. And you were 20, you supposed to have been on that job for 20 years, and you, quote-unquote,
26 years.
Mistake, that wasn't on fake. Yeah, that ain't no damn mistake. Get out of here.
Well,
we didn't make
well
no
think
mistake.
About it like this. Well, think about it like this. She was in uniform, so it wasn't technically her killing until, you know, they do their investigation. You know, all they can say is, you know, he jumped in his car and he tried to drive off. He was resisting, and, you know, they can make up anything else, you know, along the lines with that. If they felt, my thing is this, if she did right, there would be no need to protect her.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
there
exactly.
Would be no need to set up barricades or, you know, have police sitting outside her house. If she did the right thing, there would be no need to protect her.
But she didn't do the right thing, and she was wrong, and they know she was wrong.
Well, they know she knows she was wrong. They know she was wrong, and the media knows she was wrong. But, you know, of course, I see it focusing on, you know, Dante Wright.
Right.
You know, the
oh,
kid
he was
who
resisting.
Was probably scared.
He drove off.
Was, yeah.
But
now,
yeah, until that 61-year-old white dude that ran over cops. Like, come on.
But let me tell you something.
And I focus on that because it's just irritating. It's fucking pathetic, and it's irritating
right.
because there's no justification for it.
Right.
Stop
but
being
my thing
the
is
people
this.
That you don't even know. Like, come on. Not, and
people
honestly,
are scared.
90%
they're
of the
scared.
Crimes are not committed by us.
Scared of what? Scared of what, Red?
No,
scared
I'm not talking about the – I'm talking about when the thing – like he tried to drive off, even with George Floyd. I'm talking about the actual person is scared. They already
yeah.
know how things are going to go down with them. It's like that's what I'm saying. When you encounter, it shouldn't be to a point where you encounter any law enforcement and you're scared now. It shouldn't be like that. Once again, you're supposed to protect and serve all people and poor people. I don't care who it is. This is your job. This is what you got trained in. This is why you got into, supposedly, how you got into John. Now, maybe this is an older thinking of older cops or maybe cops from years ago, but now it's a thinking of, oh, I want to be that one. I want to
well,
be that one. I want to be top dog. I want to be, you know.
If we're gonna really go there about the whole thing with cops, let us not forget that cops are the bastard offspring of slave catchers. Let's not forget this. The whole development of the cops came from slave catchers. And I'm not joking. If you look up the history,
right.
you'll see
I know that. I already know that, yeah.
Derived from. So having said that, you know, not for nothing, every cop, I don't care if they black or white, they have this mentality with them. Well, not every cop, just the majority of them. Because there are
no
bad apples. Because let me tell you something. As a cop, if you see something that's wrong and you stand by and don't say or do anything, guess what? You're just as bad as the dude that's up there killing that person. You're just as bad, if not worse.
But my thing is this. All right, so why do we always run with the job? Like, why can't we just look at the individual? Because,
you know, what I said.
I mean, but why do we have to look at the job? Like, you know, somebody will sit there and say, oh, these teachers, but not all teachers are the same. You can't group them all together. Like, oh, these black people, not all black people are the same. But when it comes to the white, oh, you know, all these white people, if you say that, then you're racist or you're a bigot or you have some type of issue. First of all, I will never blame it on the badge. That's just me. It's the individuals that get these jobs. And they hide behind the badge, and they have their intent. They're out there to go do what they want to do. Oh, my gosh. There was a story of a guy who was just shot twice and killed. I believe it was in California. He was jaywalking.
Oh,
he
I remember
jaywalking.
That story.
Yeah. He was jaywalking, but the audio of the dialogue between the two police officers, one was basically saying, like, yo, there's no situation. But the other cop was saying, like, yeah, well, he's jaywalking.
there's a situation. Now, you see that? It has nothing, see, it has nothing to really do with the badge. It's just the individual that has the badge that feels that he can do this.
Yeah, well, here's my question.
But the media, but see, to me, is the, what my problem is the media and people who just do these reportings, they do not get in depth with that. They keep everything on the surface to just support that white cop, black victim, all over again thing. We get angry, and they get all on the defense, and it just goes back and forth. That's why I'm saying it's not, you know.
May not be the badge. Hold up. It may not be the badge itself, but yet and still, as you pointed out, a lot of them hide behind it. And like I said, I don't care if you're black or white when you got that badge on, because at the end of the day, you know, you can't sit there and tell me that you're doing your job effectively when you're shooting someone for jaywalking. There was, as a matter of fact, there was an old, what's his name, Omarion, some freaking performer. This was about 2 weeks ago. Whatever the hell the boy name is. He's a famous freaking performer and artist and all of this stuff. He gets pulled over in L.A. by a black cop. And the black cop had the gun on him and said, oh, because it's you, I'm not going to shoot you. Wait, what? Hold up.
Wow.
I didn't really look up. Wait, hold up, because I'm about to listen, and I'm on my computer. I was watching my husband and my ex-husband, but y'all got me.
you know,
damn straight. Listen, if you was me, I'd have both.
Lady T watching it now. Lady T's been
watching
it.
I had to pause it because I was watching on my phone.
Lady T got her baggy jeans and her Timbs on. And she's rocking the red
enough. No, I do not.
Okay.
I'm in my pajamas.
still got the Timbs next to you, though.
You got the Timbs on with your PJs.
You the Timbs and the PJs.
You're so silly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I really, like I said, man, as us that are in, like, do the podcast and arts, I guess, in the media, like, I feel that we have a duty to speak on what's supposedly right, what's supposedly wrong, and kind of see it for what it is and not for what people think. That's why it's like when you talk about something against what someone believes, then, of course, you're wrong. And it's okay. But, once again, we can't afford to paint that picture to go along with whatever that everybody else wants to see. But yet we continue to fall into it time and time again. And once again, as a people, we do not, like I said, we'll go after certain things, but the heart of the issue, a lot of times, is just how it's reported, because it's all about perception. And we don't go after these people who set this perception of this is what it is. This is how we sell it, because this is what people want to see. Well, it's not really not about what they want to see. I mean, the news is supposed to be about the news. It's supposed to be an unbiased, you know, fair reporting. But it's obvious that it's not.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
It hasn't been in
years.
That's
because society has changed. It hasn't been in years, but I think that's because society
has
changed.
It hasn't been like
changed.
That since the 90s.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Because there's been a racial divide since that time. I think, I feel like after Rodney King, that's when it really started getting. No matter what,
was
it
so
Rodney
that
King?
Was first, that was the first live, quote, actual video of a black man getting beat within an inch of his life by the LAPD. But we
right,
know about
I think
the LAPD,
that's when everything
like we
changed.
Know about the NYPD, like we know about the Chicago PD. Let's be real. Listen, These PDs are big PDs, okay? And I understand, you know, you got these cities that have millions upon millions of people that you have to police. However, not every minority in these cities are crooks and criminals. And that is, and these PDs have to respect that. Do you have gang violence? Do you have this? Absolutely. But you have that in the suburbs. They need to stop acting like suburbia don't have it. Suburbia got more crack than major cities. And like Brother B pointed out, the only difference is they won't report on suburbia, but they're quick to report on Brooklyn. How many times? All right. Would you like
well,
this?
Well, suburbia, because in suburbia, there might be some judge's kid or some lawyer's kid or some CEO's kid.
Like
or it might be a CEO himself.
Think about herself. How many shootings. Think about how many shootings go on in the borough of Brooklyn. Better yet, not even. How many shootings go on a regular on EP, right? On Eastern Parkway. Now, P-Pow, when Jove is around, all of a sudden it's, oh, yeah, this shooting took place 10 blocks away from Jove. I'm sorry. First of all, it took place 10 blocks away. It has nothing to do with the Caribbean Festival at all. Nothing to do
but
with it.
But the narrative
but they will
spin
it.
Spin it because it was there, that's why the shooting happened.
You know what
I'm a little disturbed by? So I don't know how true it is because it's not like they're really reporting it, and I'm angry because they're not reporting it. So one of the officers that were responsible for the death of Breonna Taylor, he's writing a book and actually
and
getting published.
Not to do it.
But it's still going to be published. And I really don't know why that right there is not being, like, you see the imbalance? Like, it's probably a little, you know, online newspaper or some places that are actually talking about that. Not any big or major outlets, because first of all, how do you profit from that?
Right, exactly.
But as the media, how do you even sit back and not speak on that? Because that's a big problem right there. But once again, we don't hold these factions accountable for not putting this information out there. Because either they're going to support law enforcement or they're going to support law enforcement, because very rarely do they support the victim.
Of course.
The black victim.
At that. Yeah. Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
And this is the big problem that I have, especially when it comes to us, because we in certain battles we really can't afford to pick and choose to fight. You know, sometimes we just got to go head on at certain shit, and you know, the media has been a big problem for the longest time now. Huh?
Mario, that's the boy name.
Oh, Mario, that happened too? Oh, I didn't know. I didn't hear about that.
Well, you're probably not going to hear about it.
And all types of stuff.
You know why? Because you know why? You know why? I'm not really going to hear about it because he didn't get killed, and it was a black cop. But if it was a white cop, then
it would have been a whole different story.
Oh yeah, it would have been a whole different story. But see,
but
a black
again,
cop doing that to a black person, it's like it's what? That's not going to make news. We don't.
And this
is
my point. My point is this: I don't give a fuck who you are, black or white. You quick to pull a gun for no reason. We got a problem. Why are you pulling a gun on me? Why? Because I'm what? Because
right.
I'm not a threat.
Assault?
Come on, you got to be kidding me. There's no excuse. There's no reason. There's nothing. There is, as far as I'm concerned. Listen, whoever in law enforcement believe that they have a right to do that needs to go suck a dick.
Oh my gosh. Well, listen, it's like what Lady T said in the beginning about changing the laws. There's certain things on the books that we don't know about, because not everybody's gonna pick up a criminal procedure law book and they're gonna read law, you know, verbatim, like everything. The thing is this: there's certain ways that they tell them to conduct themselves, and if you don't feel safe, you do what you need to do, and we back you. The whole
thing. Oh my God!
It is what it is. It's just certain policies, a certain procedure that they have. Like, hey, it's all about you and your partner. You guys got to get home at the end of the night, so you do what you got to do. Even if you don't feel safe, because see, the whole thing is what may make you feel safe may not make me feel safe. So it's to my discretion for me to do, you know, what I want to do. And that's just that. Just like one cop may see someone resisting, another cop may see, like, hey, he's not resisting.
But that cop
away.
That sees that should speak up.
Yeah,
but he does.
It's not going to happen. But see, technically, and correct me if I'm wrong, Lady T, you're only resisting if you're being arrested, right?
True. Even I know that.
So if you're just being detained, how can you resist being detained? Because, I mean, you got to have a reason to detain someone, and you got to have a reason, you know, or some type of probable cause for an arrest. So how do you resist? So how do you resist, you know, unless you're actually being arrested?
All right, so let me make you laugh real fast. Police in Ohio shoot and kill 16-year-old girl shortly before Devin Chauvin verdict. They responded to her home for a quote, and it's literally in quotes, disturbance. 16-year-old girl.
16-year-old.
Named Makia Bryant. Okay. A knife.
So what's the disturbance?
Would you say anything?
No, I said, what was the disturbance? Did they say what it was?
Oh, they don't say that.
No, they're not going to say that.
Police,
you know, come on, you know the word.
Ohio were called to the scene around 4:30 this afternoon. Sokola had phone cops to report a fight outside her home. But Bryant's aunt told reporters Makia had called 911 because she was being abused, and the teen didn't deserve to die like a dog in the street. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So cops killed her?
The girl was a 16-year-old honor student, and she was shot by Columbus police. Apparently, she was being abused, and she called the cops to save her. And guess what?
They killed her.
Wow.
And this is why people are always afraid to even call the cops when things like this happen.
Okay. Right.
So we got another problem on hand. And this is my point with the whole repeating and repeating. One person just got found guilty. Here we go with another killing. This is what my point is with this. If we think that justice is being saying, oh, you're guilty. No, talk to me with sentences of life sentences. They don't get that. But all right. Interesting. All right. But I got to be off the phone tonight because that just made me more depressed. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Lady T,
I will talk to
bless.
You. It's too much
for
me.
Next week.
God bless, all right. Baby.
Take care.
Listen, and you know what? I try, I don't watch the news. I just don't. I refuse to watch the news. But I do read the news. And every time I read the news, I read an article that breaks my heart, and it freaking terrifies me at the same time because of what's gone on, what's been going on, and what won't change.
Call the 111 when you're on the air with the menu. Yeah, hold on, me. Call the 111 when you're on the air with the menu.
Hey, I just joined right now, so I don't really know what was going on. If you don't mind me asking, because I don't want to mess up your show, do you take all topics or do you only stay on topic?
Well, right now we're just staying on topic in terms of, you know, the biasness within the media.
Okay,
you know.
So you're staying on topic. Okay. Yeah, I don't want to mess up your show. That's fine. I respect that. I guess I should just leave your show alone then. I didn't mean to interrupt you guys. I just found interrupt you guys. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, no.
If you want, I can give you a take on the media if you like. But
Sure.
What were you going over about the media? Because if it's something about, I want to make sure I'm not disrespecting anything.
Well, it's you know, black people and white media. It's the portrayal of, you know, it's the double standard that's set, you know, when it comes to the media and how they view, you know, how they report news when it comes down, you know, to people of color.
Okay. You know. Yeah. Yeah, the media is obviously not going. The media is not fair, obviously, in terms of how they represent black people compared to white people. Then, so yeah, obviously we know the media is not fair like that. I guess it depends on what part of the media. I guess we don't want to assume all the media is the same, which I don't think anyone's doing. I'm guessing no one's doing that. But obviously, in general, black people are not portrayed fairly compared to white people. Actually, just in general, black people are not treated as fair compared to white people in America. Then.
Yeah, and well, the thing is, the only reason why we're kind of touching upon this topic is because, you know, the verdict just came in. I really didn't want to do a show about the verdict. You know, there's certain things I just kind of stay away from because, you know, you just don't want to be depressed. But certain things you kind of have to tackle. And, you know, throughout this case, which I haven't watched much of it, I've heard a lot from Red and other people, you know, the portrayal in terms of
you know, George Floyd and how he's demonized, or how he's been demonized, whether it's in the media or has been in the courtroom. And it's like, why? Like, why demonize the victim when they're of color, but you're not demonizing anyone else? Because the same two gentlemen that shot Ahmaud Arbery, you know, in Georgia, you know, oh, you know, this guy was a ex, you know, cop, and, you know, his son is this and his son is that. They don't demonize them. But yet this is stuff that we have to continue, you know, to deal with and go forward with. And what's sad is there are people, you know, of non-color that have to deal with the BS and the backlash behind it. Because I'm not going to sit here and say that every Caucasian person or every Spanish or Indian person hates black people. No. There are a lot of, you know, people out there that are non-people of color that are just loving all across the board or don't have any issues across the board. But it just makes it bad because sometimes people want to have tunnel vision when it comes down to certain things, especially when they're in their feelings. And in times like this, a lot of people are in their feelings.
You know, and I think I think even the people who are not racist, that, cause like you mentioned, there's genuinely good people out there. I think even a lot of those people, not everybody, but a lot of them, they also don't treat black people fairly. It could be innocently. It doesn't have to be necessarily that they're purposely being mean or rude or disrespectful. They, you know, I'm not saying, like, when they do it, it could be innocent. It doesn't mean they're purposely trying to be, like, harsh or angry or upset or anything like that or disrespectful or anything negative. I'll give you an example. Anything a black person does, they get questioned. If they're with a black girl, they get questioned. If they're with a white girl, they get questioned. If they grow out their hair, they get questioned. If they shave their head, they get questioned. If they act like a stereotypical black guy, they get questioned. If they act like a stereotypical white guy, they get questioned. If they're educated, oh, you're the smarty, smart black guy. If they don't get educated, they get criticized for not being educated. If they work at a nice, respectful job, oh, you sold out, you work for corporate America, you just, you know, care about money and all that, they get questioned. If they don't have a job, they get questioned. Pretty much anything they do, they get questioned on lots of things. I don't think they get a fair shake compared to all the other people in America, then, in general.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's very much true. But at the same time, I have to say, who's kind of responsible for that? We, you know, black people have to take responsibility for their own shit sometimes, man. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and blow smoke up anybody's ass and say that some of us are not guilty of our own BS. Because if we know there's a narrative, do not feed into it. But there are people that feed into it, and they feed it to these outlets, not all media outlets, but they feed it to them, and then they just throw it right out there. Because once again, it's about perception. But see, a lot of people don't think about the perception thing. They just think about either keeping it real or I'm doing what I'm doing and this, this, that, and the third. It's a stereotypical attitude that a lot of people feed into, which doesn't need to be at all. But once again, we have media outlets. We have all types of things, magazines, you know, things of that nature that support the stereotype just for a dollar. And we go for it every time, whether it's white or black. We always feed into it. Because it's interesting. It's what it's the focus point that has people saying all the time. I don't know.
Well,
right.
Well, anyway, yes. You know, I totally I try to be understanding. Well, what you're saying is reasonable. It makes sense. So I'm not going to judge. I try to be respectful, kind, and pleasant. Then I'm not perfect, you know, but I try to be nice, respectful, kind. So. In general, I guess we can do our responsible things, try to be nice, respectful, kind, and pleasant. So I guess at this point, you know, since I know you're not taking other subjects, I know you're staying on subject. I totally respect that. It's your show then. So at least thank you for taking my call. Thank you for giving me time.
And your name, sir? Your name,
Phyllis
sir?
Kiprazin. Yeah, you know, because I have a popular YouTube page, I'm kind of always hesitant about giving my personal information. If you like,
oh,
I can give you my YouTube page. I can give my YouTube page. If you like, you don't have to if you don't want to, obviously.
Sure, it's good. You can plug.
Okay.
It's all good. Thank you for calling.
You know, you're welcome. And by the way, it wasn't really just a plug. It's because I know you asked my name, and I didn't want you to think that I'm not going to give you information. I guess it's a plug, too.
Oh, yeah.
I have more than one page, but just if you want to find me, and you're always welcome on my program, especially if you disagree, go online and type. Now, you're going to laugh at the name, okay? But it's a serious. I'm not joking. The name of one of my pages is literally called titled Michael Jordan Fans Are the Worst NBA Fans Then.
Interesting.
I'm not a Michael Jordan fan. Okay. But I have more than one page. That's just an easy way to find one of my pages then, because the name, you know, is obviously unique compared to a lot of other names. It's a long name. It's easy to find, you know. So if you if you ever want to go on, you're welcome to come on. In fact, I'm going to go on my live stream tonight if you ever want to go on then.
Oh, no problem. I mean, well, thank you. I mean, listen, we appreciate the call. We appreciate your you know, your view. And you know what? One thing I will say lastly, the word that we really need to focus on is sometimes people do things and they're not conscious of it. And like people may say things or do things and we're not conscious of it. We don't think that we're being offensive, but you never know. But once again, when it comes down to being, when someone is offended, that's something that's on them. It's not so much on the sender of the messages. It's the receiver of the message.
I'm a follower of the religions of India, and I'm not one of those people that claims like my religion is the only true religion. Everyone else is wrong then. But one of the things I like about the religions of India, they really firmly believe in karma. Specific, you know, every action, there's a reaction. And what they teach is anything you do in this universe, it has a reaction. So take into consideration what you say, what you think, how you say it, what you do, where you do it, why you're doing it, all these kind of things. So, you know, whether you stomp on an ant or stomp on a dog, it's life. You know what I mean? So when you talk to people, talk like a honey, talk with respectful and kindness, talk in a nice way, because everybody else is in a different situation. One person may be having a bad day. One person may be kind of in the middle. One person may be depressed. One person may be angry or suicidal. Somebody may be in a nice mood. Somebody might feel like everything is you know, fine. So whatever you do, take into consideration what the action is, because you know how, take into consideration what the reaction might be. By the way, I'm not quoting scriptures. I'm just giving you an idea of how, you know, what the teachings are like then.
By the way, if it sounds like I'm shouting and interrupting you,
the reason I'm kind of hyper is because there's a lot of background noise, and I don't know if you can, if you're getting all this. Are you getting all that background noise on?
Yeah, a little bit, but it's okay.
We can hear it.
It's cool.
That's all right. We can hear you. As long as we can hear you.
Yeah,
I don't want you to think I'm some like fidgety drug addict who's like, you know, like kind of ridiculous. It's just, yeah, you know, it's
all right.
By the way, no disrespect to people who take drugs. That's a bad joke. I'm sorry.
That's all good. It's all good. But yeah, man. You know, we're about to wrap this up. But you know, thank you, sir, for calling in.
And thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
All right. The best way I can end off with this is, we got to be more conscious of how we treat each other, how we speak to each other, how we deal with each other. No matter your label, your title, your job, it doesn't give you the right to be the judge, jury, and executioner. To those that are in the media, you know, we do have a responsibility to not report or speak on things the way people want to hear them, but we have to speak on them for how it is. It's about facts more than it is about opinion. And sadly, sometimes we don't always have the facts. We just have someone's opinion, a secondhand opinion, and sometimes we have to report what we think is factual when it's actually an opinion. But, you know, that's what your brain is for, to decipher, you know, the messages and, you know, things that are, you know, that come across your plate. But, you know, on that note, thanks, Lady T, for calling in. Thank you, sir. Mika, Big Red, it has been a pleasure.
Yep.
And
thanks, guys.
Once again, Monday nights, Absolute Truth, Lady T, Sean Black, Hot Rod, and King Dog, and another episode of In the Can. Next Tuesday,
hey,
y'all.
Wait, what's up?
Happy 420, suckers.
Happy 420, suckers. Yeah, you're out of control. Love you guys. Later.
All right, later.
Later.
All right, later, guys. Y'all have a good week.
Later. Take care.
All right.
Bye.